Blog Talk Radio.
I want Michael to come and just be, let God use him. You'll say this and you don't have to know it. You don't have to know the song, but you know it. So we're going to just say it. I'm going to say it one time and you repeat it. We're going to sound in one voice. Watch this.
If you have not saved me, I don't know where I would be.
Say it with me. Way down there. If you have not,
if you
God is right in front of you, telling you, if you had not, say, I don't know,
I don't
know where.
No.
Say these words, exaggerate. Say, through storm clouds.
Dark clouds.
The sun will always shine through.
The sun will always shine.
Now just lift your hands up one time and see. Talk to God. Tell him if you have not saved me. Tell him not saved me. Say, I don't know where.
I don't know
where
I would
say no,
no.
This time give me a little fuller voice. Bellow it out if you have.
If you have
not
saved,
I don't I'm gonna say it.
Where
tenors, you're going to say this. You're going to say this, tenors.
Through storm clouds, through dark clouds, the sun will always shine through.
Say it with me, tenors. Through storm clouds, yeah, through storm clouds,
through storm clouds,
through dark clouds,
through dark clouds,
the sun will always shine,
the
sun will
always
shine through. Alto, you say yours, through storm clouds, get up there, Alto, through storm clouds, say it, through dark clouds,
through
the sun will always shine through. Sopranos, you take it up a third, do a third up, sopranos. Say it's about through storm clouds, through dark clouds. That's it. Say the sun will always shine through. Give it all you got. Everybody get ready. Everybody say it. Through storm clouds.
Through dark clouds.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
So
No. don't know. I really don't know where I would be, Lord, if you are not. I don't know where I'd be.
Good morning, Reverend Heron. I'm with you. I'm at the job. I'm going to be a little noisy this morning. Good morning to you, though.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. If you had not saved me, I don't know where I would be, brother man. You had not delivered me. You have not restored me. Hallelujah. He had not lifted me up out of a horrible pit. Just don't know where I would be. He had not given me the knowledge that he is to be worshipped and he is to be praised. He is to be adored. Hallelujah. We need to remind ourselves, put ourselves in remembrance to, oh, thank the Lord for his goodness, for his countless acts of mercy and grace that he's shown towards us. It is a necessity that men would praise the Lord and would remember our God. We thank God this morning. So thankful for how he has blessed us to see another day. We're so thankful. Many take it for granted, lying down at night and waking up in the morning, just start a busy day. But I challenge you that you would at night thank God. And in the morning when you rise, thank God. If it had not been for him giving you the help and strength to go about your daily work, if it had not been for him making a way, clearing the path for you, if it had not been for him, hallelujah, where would we be? Where would we be? A praise of David's psalm of praise, 1 Chronicles 16. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just to give you a little short introduction, praise the Lord. In 1 Chronicles 15, it talks about the ending part around about the 25th through the 29th, the removal of the ark. You know, David, he danced before the ark of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he was removing it from out of a tent. Hallelujah. We had pitched the tent there and removed it out. He had a robe of fine linen on. All the Levites present there. Hallelujah. Buried the ark. The Lord had seniors here all set up. Hallelujah. Let's hear this ark of the Lord. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving up on our hearts, thanking you for your goodness and so thankful of your mercy. Father God, we're so thankful that you allowed us to assemble here once again to give you worship, just to give you glory, to give you honor, to consecrate ourselves, our mind, open our minds, our hearts, our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day, your word. We count it as a privilege, a blessing. We're honorable to be in thy presence. Have your way, O Lord. We come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you that you so fixed it, Father God, that we could yet meet together. We count it, oh, Father God, we count it honorable, Father God. We're so thankful. We lift you up. We worship you. We adore you. We love you. Oh, hallelujah. Just forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We ask covering of Father God, and traveling, Father God, grace, Father God, protection, your arms of mercy, hallelujah, protection and warmth and love that you give, strength that you give. We're thankful, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Bless us, Father God, and we will be blessed. Love us, we will be loved. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just to put you in remembrance that what necessity it is that men would praise the Lord, how important it is to give God thanks, to worship him, to adore him, to set aside a moment where you may concentrate on him, hallelujah, the things that he has done. And it'll always be, how about, watch this, it'll always be Christmas in your heart, hallelujah. You'll always have that warm feeling that the world only see around about December, hallelujah. But you can be merry all year long, hallelujah. Bless God, hallelujah. Bless them. Praise the Lord. First, Chronicles 16. Thank you, Jesus. 16th chapter 1-6 talks about the God's word and audience made cloud and eclipse for a time. They shall shine out of obscurity. This was but for a tent, a humming dwelling place. Yet this was the tabernacle which David and his sons often with so much affection. David showed himself generous to his subject as he had found God's grace to him. Those whose hearts are enlarged with holy joy should show it by being open in here. Hallelujah. This verse 7 tells you, then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. How many still have joy in seeking the Lord? How many of us still to this day find pleasure in our God, just to seek God and know what he wants for our life, hallelujah. How many are still making a covenant with God? God is a covenant God. If you do this for me, this what will I do for you? How many of us still saying, God, I want to bless you. God, I want to worship you. God, I want to adore you. God, I want to make a covenant with you. God, I want my life to be pleasing in thy sight. If you bless me, Lord, if you deliver me, Lord, if you lift me up, Lord, I'll forever give your name the praise. I'll dance before you with my life. My life will be a dance in serenity unto you and thanksgiving unto you. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continuously. remember marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servants, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one, he is the Lord our God. His judgment are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the words which he commanded to a thousand generations, even the covenant which he made with Abraham and oak unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few and strangers in it, when they went from nation to nation, and one from kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake. Listen, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. See, when you make God your hope, hallelujah, your strength, hallelujah, when you make a covenant with God, he's a covenant God, hallelujah. He lays out before you guidelines, precepts, things he wants you to abide by, showing that in this you show him, hallelujah, that you have come into covenant with him, and you, there is an agreement that I will walk in your law, I will do your will, that you should command me, yea, I will do this covenant that you make with God. And when you keep it, he reminds you of what he has done in the past. When ye were but few, even a few and strangers in it, hallelujah, hallelujah. When they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered, hallelujah. He sent his protection with him, hallelujah. Not only will God give you that he has promised you, but he'll set you up and he'll protect you. Hallelujah. He'll continue to hold your hand. And though you may go into situation after situation, storm after storm, but he's there to keep you. Hallelujah. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake. Hallelujah. Saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. A lot of times we use this. We use this, hallelujah. But some people use it because they're using God. They use it because of evil ways, and then they try to hide behind God. Protection. Oh, but if you're following the covenant, if you're following, if your heart still seeking God, hallelujah, hallelujah, you don't have to worry, hallelujah, hallelujah. But when you, one thing about it, when you're out of the ark of faith, When you lean into your own understanding too much, see, God gives us he gives us space, he gives us time. He also, when you're trying to please him, he also gives you his understanding. Hallelujah. That you but yet first stop and pray as you go through. Hallelujah. As you're doing the work for him, he will lead and guide you in this work. He won't leave you to yourself, but if your heart continues to seek after him, just as he made his covenant, just as he made his promise, just as he made the covenant with Abraham and the oath unto Isaac and confirmed in a law in Israel, hallelujah, the everlasting covenant, he will be this for you as well. Hallelujah. Back up in that verse 18, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few and strangers in it. And when they went forth from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Listen, that's God's protection. Yea, reprove kings for their sake. My God, he reproved kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reproved. Hallelujah. Kings. Oh, hallelujah. He was a reproof for obscurity, crime, or censors. Someone, excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kings, reproof for their sake. Say, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord. All the earth show forth from day to day his salvation, declaring his glory among the heathens, his marvelous works among all nations. Praise the Lord. The Lord is greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared of all gods. The gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heaven. Why would you put in competition things that we would put in competition with God before God? Hallelujah. Idols, these little gods that we worship that we don't realize that we adore more than we adore the giver of life, the one that made the heavens, the one that made the earth, the one that spoken and called all this in to be in. And in this, when you do this, you make them jealous, God. Hallelujah. You don't want nothing else before him, but first give him thanks. When I wake up in the morning, my first thought should be God. Hallelujah. Don't even put your troubles in front of him, but let your troubles know that I serve a risen Savior. Let your troubles know. Your troubles can be an idol as well. If you give them too much attention, you're worshiping them. Hallelujah. All the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heaven. So glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord, hallelujah, glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable that it be not moved. Hallelujah. Let the heavens, he tells you, be glad. Let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigns. See, this is what we have forgotten some kind of way. God is to be glorified in our praise. Let others be edified. Strangers to him may be made to adore him. Bring somebody to Christ and let them know that they should adore him. They should be thankful for him. Let shine in the light, hallelujah, upon their mind that they know that that men, they are always going to worship something. Why not let it be God? Let us ourselves triumphant and trust in God. Those that give glory to God's name are allowed to glory in it. Let the everlasting covenant be with the greater matter of our joy, his people. Hallelujah. Of all, remember by us thanksgiving to him. Show forth, show this day to day. Show it, hallelujah, day in and day out, not just on the weekend and not just at a funeral, hallelujah, not just when you're weak or you're troubled, but show it from day to day. So whether you're in a storm or going into one or coming out of one, you're always prepared for the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your keeper. Adore him and worship him and watch him come near you. For one thing that he does when his people praise him, he loves his people to praise him even so much till he comes in and hallelujah. And he sets upon the praise of his people. He makes their praise his habitation. He comes in and he dwells among them. Hallelujah. Let the heaven be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let men say among the nations, the Lord reigns. He even wants to see the rule. And the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice. And all that is therein. And see, when he praise God in a way, but see, if you don't praise him, the rock cries. If you don't praise him, his creation is a praise. Oh, hallelujah. But see, we can't handle when the creation praise God. When the sea roar, we can't handle it. Because the sea will go beyond its boundaries. And then it's bad for me. Hallelujah. When the seas start to rage and roar, hallelujah, it's a little bit terrible for us that live on the earth or by the beaches. When the sea goes beyond its boundaries, hallelujah, let the sea roar, hallelujah, and the fullness thereof, the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees, listen, of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge. Yes, the trees will bow when the wind blows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those trees that are rooted, hallelujah, trees of the Lord will give him praise. And the leaves will they make sound as the wind blows through them, make different sounds. Then they will even bow down. To the Lord, hallelujah, for his presence, for his mighty act, for his wonderful work, because he comes to judge the earth. So give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. And save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Let us be blessed, be the Lord God of Israel forever ever, and all the people said amen and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It reminds us that we should praise the Lord for his wonderful work. Praise the Lord. David here was moving the ark. Hallelujah. Moving the ark and setting up praise. Hallelujah. Setting up order of worship to our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And that's what we should do. We should do it. All of this that was done, and we so easy forget all this that was done, that we may continue to make covenant with God and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even earth, even the sea. Hallelujah. Even the wind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. continue to praise God, worship God, and adore God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reading says, so he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and his brethren to minister before the ark continually as every day work required, obeyed Edom with their brethren. 80 obeyed also the sons of Gedev and Hosea to be porters, Zodok the priest and his brethren, the priest, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon. Oh, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offering, continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. Hallelujah. With the Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endureth forever. And with them, Heman and Jeduthun, and with trumpets and with cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God, and the sons of Jeduthun were porters. And all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Hallelujah. The worship of God ought to be a work of every day. David put in order at Jerusalem where the ark was. Praise the Lord. Asher and his brothers were to minister before the ark continually with songs of praise of sacrifice was offered there. Nor incense burnt because the altars were not there, but David's prayers were directed as incense. Hallelujah. The lifting of his hands as the evening sacrifice, so early did spiritual worship take place, ceremony, yet ceremony worship being a divine institution must be no means by omitting there and giving. At the altars, the priests attended for their work was burning incense, and they that did continually mourning evening according to the law of Moses as a ceremony, the title of the meditation of Christ. Hallelujah. Observing them. Hallelujah. Great consequence of the attendance of his appointed ministers is right in itself, and to encourage the people here. We are to encourage the people of God. Hallelujah. And when we have come and assembled and worshiped God and praised God and been consecrated by his word, then we take it back as David did and turn it back unto our house, to bless our own houses and bless other people as we go in. We go in and go out and be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah, our God. Praise the Lord. But remember how we should praise the Lord. Remember how we should keep this covenant with our God. Praise the Lord. Remember, hallelujah, day in, day out, morning by morning, new mercies you will see. Hallelujah. Great is his faithfulness. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is what I have for you today. I pray that, hallelujah, that we will remember to praise our God. Remember to uplift our God. Hallelujah. Remember to be a blessing to someone. I hear you. I see you. Quiet conversation. Thank you, Amy. Oh, praise the Lord. Quiet conversation, reminding ourselves about God's goodness, can keep us filled with his peace. Thank you, Lord. That's it. Reminding ourselves filled with his peace. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 116. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget Not all here's the benefit. Psalms 103 and 2. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't forget the benefits of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to remind ourselves of God's faithfulness and the hope we have in him. We can follow the example of the Psalms and spend some time naming the many ways God has been good to us. As we do, we'll be encouraged. The same God who has been faithful in the past will continue his love for us in the future. How I hear your quiet conversation. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you. As you give another one. Glass Beach. Glass Beach. God loves us too much to let us remain as we are. Oh, I hear you. Glass Beach. On the day when I act, said the Lord Almighty, they will be treasured possession. Malachi 3:17. On the day when I act, said the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. Beautiful, beautiful. God loves us too much to let us remain as we are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Quiet conversation, also Glass Beach, and losing our way, she gives. Oh, my God. Losing our way, 1 Timothy 6:6-10. And 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness. Oh, Lord. Greed, hallelujah, I hear you too. Love money is to lose sight of the source of life. We get to loving that money, then we forget who gives, who's the source of life, and even, hallelujah, to get the money. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we learn to see the Christ in the source of all we have, we will find contentment in him rather than in material possession. Praise the Lord. To love money is to lose sight of the source of life. Thank you, Lord, but I'm glad. I'm glad I still look unto him, the giver of all. Hallelujah. I am the Prince of Peace, it says. Oh, praise the Lord. I am the Prince of Peace. And as I say to my disciples, I say also to you, peace be with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Since I am your constant companion, my peace is steadfast with you. Praise the Lord. Show me your way, O Lord. Teach me your path. Psalms 25:4. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this, letting us know that I am the Prince of Life, it says. And even when you lose your way, God will help you find it. Glass Beach, and also quiet conversation. Lord, praise the Lord. If there be a push of the one button, I just say, thank you, Lord. When something understood in the lesson, or something you got out of the lesson, praise the Lord. Or just one prayer. We hear, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your kindness. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. If it had not been for the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another blessed morning. The Lord has blessed us, Brother D. Brother D came late to the party this morning. But thanks be to God, we're able to go back. That little song, I said that, I thought of something, Rev, just as quick as I said that. I said, we able to go back. There's an old song that I love to hear a young man out in Wilmington, Delaware, say, well, his name was Jay Cardwell in the Gospel Ambassadors. He sung a song once. He said, let us all go back to the old landmark. I thought about that when I said we were able to go back. I was sitting here, as like I said, Brother E.K. made, I was sitting there listening to Lane Martha and Sinners. And I get out to this verse, and it just slapped me real hard. He says, verse 14 in Psalm 103, it says, for he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust.
Yeah.
As I talk to the people, I can take the word dust out and put dirt in. So he remembers. Aren't you glad that God remembers you?
Mm.
And by him remembering that we dust, he did something for us. He gave us a chance to cleanse ourselves. And when I saw that, it just stuck with me. That song hit me and said, let us all go back. We all should want to return back to the Lord. I even though I missed the morning service, morning worship this morning, I'm so glad to have you as a brother to be able to fill in the absence of my other brother, and that we could continue giving God's word at 8 o'clock in the morning. I find there's nothing better than starting my day off with what thus said the Lord, because stop it, Brother D, stop it, because he started my day. See, he woke me this morning, didn't it? That it started my day. He woke me this morning, so he started my day. And I'm just so thankful for it. Like, I'm just so thankful that we're able to do this. And then, you know, you find that you touch, you reach one, you touch one, you find that you're able to touch someone. And I'm just thankful for you, my brother. I'm just thankful to have you.
Praise the Lord.
Thankful that you come in and take out your time to give the word that one might be saved. In the name of Jesus. I ask that you all continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And as you pray, if there's no one else who wants prayer, Brother D need prayer. Because I know that prayer is the key to the kingdom. And faith will truly unlock the door. So when you whisper a word of prayer, always think of Brother D. In the mighty and magnificent name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Holy men with praise of God. Hallelujah. For his wonderful work. Hallelujah. Thank God. We thank God because we are reminded what God has done in the past.
In the name of Jesus. He's doing for his too, said Red. Looking for his I tried not to get started. It's just a bother to see it. You started something this morning. But verse 2, 103 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
That's right.
Forget not his benefits. Lord Jesus. Ain't it good?
Remember. we need to be reminded, because we so
good to
me so easy to forget. Yeah, it's so easy.
It's so easy
to forget. Remember.
remember all his benefits. Forgiven all thy iniquities. Who healed all their diseases. In the name of Jesus. Who wouldn't praise a God like this? Who wouldn't praise a God like this?
His
holy name.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Who
the
redeemed
Lord.
Their life from destruction.
There you go.
The list just goes on and on and on. And then you got to beg someone to hit the one button and ask for prayer. We should be jumping for prayer. We should be jumping for joy. As we jump for prayer.
Because he still has to.
Truly love the Lord. Yes, he will.
Yeah.
He will answer prayer. He's an answer prayer God. And he'll do it. Really, he'll do it right now. He'll do it right now. He did it for you. He did
Thank
it for
you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He'll do it for whoever asks in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I like that who forgiveth all thy iniquities.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that.
Yes,
I looked at that. I said, look at that. Watch it. I got started this morning. He don't forgive some. He didn't forgive three, four, seven, eight. He forgive all. Every last one. And then goes to tell you what he do after he forgives. He heals it. See, after he takes your disease and sickness away, he didn't heal you. Sin is a disease. Sin is a sickness.
You, Lord.
The Lord would take your sin away. Did he heal you of it? In the name of Jesus.
Will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, I mean, you can just keep going through that all day long, you know, Psalm 103, just because he keeps going. He just don't stop. Because then he says he redeems me. And then he does something for him, destruction. And crowd is what? With his loving kindness. And
yes, then, he does.
Ain't it good? Ain't it good to
have
his loving kindness and tender mercy?
Yeah.
Lord, thank you. Thank
and
you, Lord.
We satisfy the mouth with good things.
Yes. yes. With good things. With good things.
Thank you, Lord.
That you
thank you, Lord.
Renew like the eagle. Ooh, Lord.
So that's why I was saying that it's a necessity that we praise him.
Yes, praise him.
Remember what he has done.
Yes.
And make you quickly ask for prayer because you want to stay in the covenant with him. You want to stay in his good graces. You want to stay on his mind, close to his heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You want him to remember.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
To remember.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And remember, watch it. Remember that we are yet dust. Remember.
That but dust.
Yeah.
Ain't it good that we are just so glad that he remembers that we dust. And Reverend Spotty, because what if God could forget? Aren't you so glad that he can't? If he could forget, he might forget the man made out of dust. He might forget. If he could forget, Rev, he might take the breath of life back. Aren't you glad that he can't forget?
Amen. Lord, thank you, Lord.
It's so good.
Thank
so good
Lord.
To know
him. Thank you, Lord.
It's so good thank to know him. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Aren't you glad he's slow to anger?
Yes, sir.
And plentiful in mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm so glad to know. If the Lord was quick to anger with man, he would destroy man. If he was swift to anger, he would destroy man. He really would.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing just to know him. Just to know him.
Yes, sir.
No one else hit the one button, Reverend Henry.
I'm
feeling a little busy there. Thank you for the word today. Thank you for all
Praise
you
the
do.
Lord. God bless you.
Bless
Thank
everyone
you,
on this phone. Bless everyone around the world.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord. Thank you, today.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Well.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. If there's not another, we're just going to pray. We're going to thank God. And God said the same. We'll be back tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So remember to give God the praise and thank
Him. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, and remember, because God forgave you, forgive yourself. You know, some people they think they can't do no better because they're not forgiven. But Now, if God has forgiven you and you have repented, you forgive,
yes.
you forgive yourself and go on.
Amen. Go on.
And go on and
shake yourself
and
up.
Go on and thank
shake
God.
Yourself up
yes,
and go
God.
On. Amen.
Who forgiveth all thy iniquities.
Amen. What
do you
say,
all thy iniquities.
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
Just
yes,
man.
Sir.
Man, 47 times. Say, but
mm-hmm.
just man. You get up. So, like
you.
Real said, forgive yourself. Don't hold,
mm-hmm.
don't let man hold you and don't hold yourself because
yeah.
God has forgiven thee. If God has forgiven thee, why would you hold yourself in the name of Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
He redeemed me from destruction. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I just love that. He redeemed them from their life from destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And Christ be with loving kindness. And tender
yeah.
word. Now, if God,
thank
ain't
God.
No if. When you take the if out, God has done that for you. Like Reverend Henry just asked you, why would you hold yourself down?
Mm-hmm.
When God has forgave you.
Praise the Lord.
Almighty that forgave you. Why would you hold yourself
mm-hmm.
down?
That's it.
Keep beating yourself up for what he done forgave you for. Shake the dust off your feet and keep moving. Sisters and brothers, get up and just tell God thank you.
Tell him thank you.
Tell him thank you.
Praise the Lord. Tell him thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Tell him thank
praise
you.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, as we pray, continue to let God have his way. We just leave him with us. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come. It's the fear of your handmaid servants, Father God. We're remembering, Father God, at our best, we are filthy rags before you. So humbly we come before the throne, Father. Humbly, but yet bold to ask that you would forgive us for all our sins known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we're coming before thy feet, before thy grace, before thy throne, Father, with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness that you show toward us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, for this hour that we may come together. Oh, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, and set a time, set aside a moment that we may meditate on you, that we may worship you, that we may love on you, that we may come and reason in thy word. We come. To say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For if it had not been for you, Father God, we wouldn't even have the activity of our limbs. If it had not been for you, we couldn't even concentrate on this prayer that we're saying unto you. If it had not been for you that waking us up to let us see a day before that we'd never seen it. Hallelujah. Laid down in faith, but only you, God, made it a reality. We said thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, our heart is still seeking you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our still setting aside, Father, that we may worship and praise you, Father God. Thank you for still wanting to be pleasing in our sight. Thank you, Lord. Still wanting to a closer walk with you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, one that we know of that asks for prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know his heart, Father God. You know what he needs, Father God, and you know everything, Father God. So we turn it over to you and just thank you in advance. For thank you for doing it once again, whether it be healing for the body. Hallelujah. We thank you. We know that you're a healer. We know that you're a way maker. You know you are a forgiver of all our iniquities. And he's healing all of our diseases. So we say thank you, Father, for healing us, Father. Thank you for giving us strength, Lord. Thank you for making that way out of no way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing. We raise our hand in humble adoration unto you, surrendering unto you, and giving you the thanks. For you are our help in times past. You are our healer, our deliverer, the one that set us free from sin. in. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, kindness, your love, your protection. Oh, your strong power. We thank you, Lord, that we can lean on you when we need strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you. Thank you, Lord. You never let us down. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We can run unto you and feel your security, your safety, listen. Oh, hallelujah. We can rest in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Again, we ask you, bless our hearts as we go through this day, Father God. Bless us. We may yet show a dying world that you yet live. Thank you, Lord. Keep us, Lord. Oh, hold our tongue, Lord. Let us do order our steps, Lord. Let us walk how you want us to walk. Keep us from hurt, harm, and danger. Father, those that go to work or travel, bless their traveling with traveling grace and make it to their destination safely, Father God, and return back to their home. Once again, we say thank you in advance for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And we thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you, Father God, for those that called in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that those just sent in prayer requests. Thank you, Father, for those that just sent in golden nuggets that help us. Hallelujah. As we give a service, and you will be pleased with we thank you. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Yes, in Jesus' name, we do ask it all. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm asking. My wife, Sister Louise. If she'll just give us a little bit of shall never let go his hand. Just another day that the Lord has kept me.
Another day. God.